This is Jeff Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, bringing you our fly fishing podcast for the month of March 2026. As we look into the month of March here in the Mid-Atlantic, we're looking at water temperatures that start climbing out of the 30s into the 40s, and maybe even a little bit higher toward the end of the month or in particularly warm weeks. The nymphs that the trout are looking at right now are about as large as they get for the quill gordons and the blue quills. The March browns have a little more growing to do. The gray foxes have a little more growing to do. But in general, the nymphs are about as large as they get. As they start to think about coming off the bottom this month and early next month for those blue quills and March or quill gordons, we start to see the nymphs become more and more active on the bottom. This coincides with that water temperature climbing above the 40-degree mark in the longer days. The trout definitely clue in on this. They've been hungry all winter long, and they're ready for a meal. Our goal here is to put our Mr. Rapidan beadhead or a Mr. Rapidan emerger as close to the bottom as we can get it without it snagging on the bottom every foot of drift. As we start to think about the hatching insects, we'll see some of the little dark stoneflies flying around in the air. The trout generally don't key in on these quite yet. It's going to be later in the month of March, or if we get a particularly warm stretch that really warms the water temperatures up into the mid-40s. The trout just don't have the energy to chase that food, so they've kind of got their nose stuck to the bottom still, and they're looking for some opportunistic nymphs that crawl out from under a rock. As far as the stock trout streams go, the same rules apply. We're looking at the trout having their noses stuck down on the bottom. Not a whole lot of surface activity going on right now. We'll see insects hatching, and like I say, if we get a particularly warm week, we'll possibly have some great dry fly fishing, but that might not happen until the month of April. So we start to think about the trout becoming more active in the stock streams. We're going to think about streamer fishing for those guys. Right now, the water temperatures are still hovering in that 40-something range on the stock trout streams, particularly Big Stony Creek, which has a heavy spring influence. As we look at the smallmouth bass fishing, we're going to think about showing the fish some big food. This is the pre-spawning time, and this trout or the bass are just a little bit on the sluggish side. They're still in their winter holding areas, which are those deep, slow runs. They're not moving up into the riffles yet. We're going to be using sink tip lines, probably a sink tip 3. Go out there with a CJ Sluggo or one of those Gallup dungeons. Show them a mouthful of food. Slowly work the flies through the pools, and just might find something big. That's definitely a quality over quantity game right now. The smaller bass just aren't interested in chasing food yet. As far as nymph fishing for the smallmouth bass, there's nothing wrong with putting on a Murray's Heavy Helgramite, going down and fish that under an indicator. Keeping your fly as close to the bottom as you can get it without it hanging up on every drift that you make. Once again, we're going to focus on the slow areas of the pools, the long, slow flats, the deeper areas. Right now, the water levels here in the valley are kind of up and down. We've had some recent rains, but in general, things are a little bit on the low side. So don't feel like you have to go with a ton of weight. That pretty much sums it up for the month of March. We'll talk to you again next month. Give us a call at the Fly Shop at 540-984-4212 if you want to book a guide trip or if we can help you in any way. Or look us up online at www.murraysflyshop.com. Check out our stream reports. We're going to update those weekly or a little bit more if conditions dictate. Thank you very much, and we hope you have a great time fishing.